This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there had been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Warning, I'm about to contradict myself. Warning, here we go now. All right, so TPP, we're pissed off about it. According to WikiLeaks, the version under TPP, the intellectual property chapter which they released, addresses not only traditional creative copyrights, but also genetic and pharmaceutical patents, as well as surgical procedures, opening up all sorts of great stuff for Monsanto, not for you and I, but for the chemical companies, Dow, and so on and so forth. And I'm outraged, and I want our Congress people and congressmen and women to do something. Now, here's the contradiction. I don't know that they really have a say in this. Okay, most of these politicians are elected by the powers that shouldn't be, controlled by the powers that shouldn't be, told what to do by the powers that shouldn't be. However, I think that it's worth a shot. I might as well. It's just a phone call, right? And I'm going to call Ted Yoho, and he's my congressman here. He's been doing some good work. Like I said, he sat down for breakfast the other day with us. I consider him to be an approachable guy. I'm going to leave a voicemail now and then follow up with him tomorrow during regular business hours and see if I can get a comment from him or his staff, maybe even get him on the show. He's that approachable, right? That's right. Here we go, Steve. You ready? I'm going to leave a message live on the air. Let's see if we can get a voicemail at least.
Cool.
And there it goes.
Thank you for calling Congressman Ted Yoho's office. We apologize for not being able to answer the phone, and we look forward to speaking with you soon. Please leave your name, address, and phone number along with your message, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Have a great day, and go Gators.
Hi, this message is for Ted and staff. This is Bob Tuscan. I work with a number of different local activists in the area, and I'm outraged about the prospect that is TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and I really want Ted to look into the dangers that this presents, and I'd love to follow up with him on this and maybe get a comment from him. TPP, what's Ted's stance on this? And if he is pro-TPP, I'd like to challenge him and have him know that his constituents are deeply concerned and against this. And thank you so much for allowing our voices to be heard. And by the way, on a side note, I really do support what he's doing to hold Eric Holder accountable. I host an internationally syndicated talk radio show, and I'm about to tell the listeners about that right now. So thanks so much.
Invalid entry. For help, press star H.
Uh-oh. All right. I tried to press pound or whatever to send the message to, but there you go. Hopefully they got that message loud and clear. Now, what's Ted Yoho doing about Eric Holder? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about it, because it's pretty cool. I like this initiative. Yoho joins resolution to impeach the Attorney General. That's just the other day that this took place. Congressman Ted Yoho joined Congressman Pete Olson in introducing articles of impeachment against U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Congress Yoho said, impeachment proceedings are a safety valve of our founding fathers, granted in the Constitution and to the Congress, in the event that an official is so negligent in their duties that drastic action must be taken. It is unfortunate that it has come to that point for our Attorney General. He has repeatedly failed to enforce multiple laws, provided false testimony under oath regarding the investigation of journalist James Rosen, and has refused to comply with the investigation on Operation Fast and Furious, an operation that resulted in the death of American Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, and, well, so many others for that matter, and that's my words, not his. The Attorney General's blatant disregard for the law has brought us to the point where, well, impeachment is necessary. Officials should be held accountable to the citizens they serve, and it is our duty to bring that accountability back to government. It is time we restore justice to the very department that shares its name. Good for him. Kudos.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. And of course, all you have to do is Google Karen Hudes, Hudes, the World Bank whistleblower, and Eric Holder, and you can hear all of the discourse of what happened with all of that. It's, you know, she, the World Bank whistleblower Karen Hudes was arraigned in court. This goes back to the 13th of June, of course, and they're not going to be able to do anything to charge her. But it says Christopher Lehman on June 13, he wrote this for the NSNBC International. On June 13, 2 months after her illegal arrest, World Bank whistleblower Karen Hudes has to appear before the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. Hudes, who was reported improper accounting at the World Bank and threats against members of the Board of Executive Directors, was arrested for trespassing in the World Bank headquarters building. Handcuffed, left 1 hour in a police cruiser outside the building and thrown into jail, but subsequently released on the 13th of May. And so, you know, of course, in June, Hudes was charged with trespassing. She's an attorney for the World Bank, but they arrested her when she came in to start talking about the problems, right? And she will ask the prosecutor, since when does trespassing become a federal offense, and whether the court considers a low-level security guard who illegally removed Hudes as more competent than the chairman of the World Bank Development Committee, who had issued a security pass for her. So she fought that out and won that. But, you know, Holder goes way back, friends. I mean, we're talking about back to Waco, Oklahoma City. This guy, I mean, he was talking about resigning even during the second term of Barack Obama. It's surprising he's still there. So hats off to Ted and Yoho and other people. And there hasn't been a lot of coverage on this, but the reality is Fast and Furious has not been forgotten, nor have a lot of other things such as Benghazi and some of these other incidents, and the just continual misuse of the Attorney General's office by this man who I believe is guilty of criminal activity, Eric Holder. He needs to go now, now, now. And this is the first step, Bob, as we pointed out. Remember, John Mitchell got into a lot of trouble before Nixon came down. And so you have to take these pieces down one at a time. And I'm not saying that an impeachment of Obama or a forced resignation, which would be preferable, in my opinion, to any kind of impeachment fiasco like we had with Bill Clinton. But the point is you have to take them down. You take down knight, and then rook, and then queen, and then king. It's just, it works the same way as a chessboard in a sense. And Biden has to go as well. I believe Barack Obama has overstayed his imposter welcome for far too long. The man needs to be taken down. And, I mean, a resignation would be appropriate at this point in this country that very rarely prosecutes high crimes and treason. You know, I mean, at least that's the least we can ask, I think, at this point with Mr. Obama.
Steve, he's just a suit, man. Yeah, we can crucify him, but at the end of the day, the powers that shouldn't be go way beyond this guy.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But remember, as we said, you know, even Pinocchio had to go to jail, man. Even Pinocchio. So, you know, Mr. Barack Obama puppet Barry Sotero, you can go to jail too, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and we'll, I mean, there is a clearing where these kind of things happen. When we reinstate the principles of separation of power in the Constitution, it's not perfect, friends, but it's a lot better than what we got, where we have a dictator organizing a fascist overthrow with an international treaty behind the back of everybody that even his own party is outraged with now. Obamacare has been a disaster. Nancy Pelosi was broiled on the NBC by NBC now with her position on the whole thing, lying to the American public. She's, I believe, guilty of public fraud, massive public fraud. And all of these people should be, they should be held accountable.
Turkey prices have spiked, and I'll tell you why on the other side.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNforAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNforAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNforAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNforAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put
gobble,
on
gobble.
An iron shirt. Son,
skip it. Good turkey, Steve.
I like good turkey.
You do? You
know, I'm a Turkosaurus carnivorous.
Turkey is, in my eyes, not very tasty. Put the whole you eat meat, don't eat meat debate aside. Turkey's dry usually. I mean, okay, maybe I'm not making it right.
Hey, you don't smother it with gravy like I do. Yeah,
That does sound good.
Yeah, and dressing and all that stuff as well.
Do you cook for Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't cook, but I eat for Thanksgiving. I mean, I end up doing some cooking inevitably, you know, because you've got so many things you got to make. But, you know, I'm not a real big one on pumpkin pie, but I do like apple pie, and I do like good cooked, well, not well cooked, but I mean properly cooked turkey. And
apple or pumpkin, really. Anyways, I got a story here I'm trying to get to. Enough of small talk, Steve. All right.
Yeah, you had me, you know, licking my lips and already thinking about that. So, okay, what was the story?
Now all right, story. Expect a spike in turkey prices. Why is that?
Not because Monsanto is raising the price for genetically modified feed, I suppose. But
you're going to get a kick.
What would it be?
Butterball, the nation's largest producer of turkeys, announced that it will be shipping out half as many large, fresh, never frozen turkeys to retailers this year. The company says many of its birds had trouble gaining weight during the production process. That's right. The turkeys were anorexic.
No, not turkeys.
Butterball says that they produce approximately 41 million turkeys each year, accounting for 16% of the entire U.S. market. On Thanksgiving, nearly one out of every four turkeys consumed is a Butterball bird. But folks, buy a free-range organic turkey this year if you're going to buy one.
Where can you find those, though? I mean,
I can find them in my local store, no problem.
Can you really? Well, I've seen wild turkey on the side of the road. I was talking about that the other night on the show, and I've seen two of them. You know, they're plump and they're good. You know, they look good and healthy. I mean, they just walk along the side of the road out there, and they're just kind of on the border of the cornfield. And I'm thinking, man, I'd sure like to take one of those or both of them home. But you can't do that in city limits or where I am at. And you know, by the way, I'd like to see more wild turkeys, so I wanted them to propagate. And
I've been called a wild turkey before.
Have you? I don't know. Why would anybody do that, Bob?
U.S.
A respectable guy like you, come on. Anybody that listens to our show knows that we hit hard news, but we have fun too. You know, I mean, come on, we don't take it. We can't take this too seriously, or you will lose your mind. But you got to stay in the game, and we got to stay at it. That's what we do. But why do they call you a wild turkey, Bob?
I can't tell you. Google will pay the U.S. $17 million in a privacy setting. Privacy settlement. Privacy settlement. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. New York State Attorney General Schneiderman announced that a multi-state agreement with Google on its unauthorized placement of cookies on computers using Apple's Safari web browser during 2011 and 2012 will result in $17 million. Not bad.
Well, and $17 million, but who are they going to pay, though? I mean, they're going to pay a fine? Is that what it is?
Or? Yeah, it's the state of New York.
They're not going to pay us, right?
No, they're going to pay the government.
Ah, okay, the state of New York. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. It's a good start, I guess, but you know, what does it mean? You know, it's hard to say that is going to, you know, pan out to anything profitable for the rest of us. But I suppose that, you know, at least Google's admitting that they've violated some privacy. It's kind of like, what was that $250,000 lawsuit that Halliburton settled? You know, taking blame for their part in the BP oil spill, $250,000. You know.
Well, Steve, don't worry. Congress is hard at work. They've expanded the entitlements for chimpanzees. That's right, I didn't stutter. This week, in a moment of sober bipartisan agreement, the House and Senate voted to extend retirement benefits for the nation's research chimpanzees.
Well, you see, I actually agree with that. And I'll tell you the reason why. I mean, it's so easy to kill chimpanzees when you know, you want them to die and keep them alive when you want them to stay alive, and at least we'll know that they have some pension fund. You know, chimpanzees can live a long time, by the way. They live 75, 80 years sometimes. I mean, they can live almost as long as humans. And, you know, I guess, what do you do with these test animals? Like, the ones, the most notorious cases that I recall were the, I think it was the 100 chimpanzees that were infected with HIV.
The 100th monkey.
Yeah, the 100th monkey. And they all lived, none of them developed AIDS, of course. Well, of course, you know, they had to create a simian immunodeficiency virus for that, which was something totally different, friends. But, you know, they injected these chimpanzees with HIV to see if they would develop AIDS, and they had to pay their pension, and they had to keep them alive. And by golly, they all lived healthy lives. Cheetah, how long did cheetah live? Well, cheetah lived, just died not too long ago, I think. You know, remember the chimpanzee friend of Tarzan, the actor, Cheetah, the chimpanzee? Chimpanzees can live a long time. So, I think it's good that we're taking care of chimpanzees. I kind of like the little fellas, or big fellas. They can be pretty big.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But that's just me.
Congress is doing something Steve Starr supports. Great.
That's right. Monkey business.
Here's one. The Supreme Court rejects a case challenging NSA phone spying. They didn't want to hear it.
Yes. Yes, I saw that. That's a good story. We should get on to that. What, do you have that source there, Bob?
I do. According to Wire, the Supreme Court today rejected a challenge to the NSA's once-secret telephone metadata spying program. The justice, without comment, declined to entertain a challenge from the Electronic Privacy Information Center seeking to halt the program that was disclosed in June. The court's inaction means that there isn't likely to be any court resolution to constitutional challenges to the metadata program for years. Legislation, however, is pending to gut the program.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that the Supreme Court, when they're given an opportunity to actually do something that they should be doing, waffles on, not even wanting to hear the case, because they don't want to have to vote on that. Just imagine how that might turn out for them, Bob, if they actually had to vote on a case pertaining to the illegalities of the breach of the Fourth Amendment and the NSA and spying. You know, all these phone taps and things have gone on illegally all this time. You know, it's sad to see. Well, not sad, but it's disgusting to watch the way they waffle on any important issue, you know, that has real relevance to things. Supreme Court is such a disappointment. But what do you expect? You know, I mean, look at John Roberts, you know, voting to say that we're going to go ahead and allow Obamacare because it's a tax. No, it's not a tax. Yeah, well, that's what he called it, but it can't be legally. It didn't start in the House. It started in the Senate. I mean, there's no way you can call it a tax. It didn't pass legally as a tax. It was a disguised takedown of the American Medical Society's capabilities of doing things for us is what it was.
Steve, you know what's begun today?
What has begun today?
The Fukushima plant fuel rod removal.
Ooh, yes.
TEPCO will begin removing spent fuel today from the wrecked Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility. When we come back, we'll tell you what to look for in regards to that story. This could be very, very dangerous, folks. Very dangerous. If it's not already bad enough.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Yeah. We're going to be having a whistleblower coming on with a deathbed confession from one of the Secret Service agents that was there at Dealey Plaza on that dreadful day. First ever released information.
Wow. This is great. Groundbreaking stuff. We should have promoted this. Well, we have all last week, but we didn't at the beginning of the show. This is going to be very good. I want to listen to this and hear the whole thing. I'm not going to join you, but I'll be listening, and I hope a lot of our listeners will too.
Yeah, that should be great. Jim Fetzer will be joining us, Professor James Fetzer, Kevin Barrett, and others, including this guest who's going to be releasing this groundbreaking information now 50 years later, just about right around the corner. Only a couple more days to go this week.
Yeah, that was a very tumultuous time in the United States of America, and a lot happened then that set the trend for where we are today. And it's very important, friends. I mean, you know, it was a Friday on November 22nd in 1963. Deja vu. Here we are 50 years later, and they're still not telling the truth. It's pretty evident now that Lyndon Baines Johnson and other people were, especially I think George H. Walker Bush was involved. We talked about the connection with George DeMorenschild between Oswald. George DeMorenschild knew both Lee Harvey Oswald and George H. Walker Bush very well, friends. So, I mean, how is it that Oswald has this connection to the CIA that has never been fully explored and exposed? You know, I mean, there's so many things here, and I'm going to be very interested to hear the Secret Service's, there was a Secret Service man who died, and is that what happened, Bob? Give us a little tease on this. What was that all about now? How did it all go down?
All right, so here's what's going to happen. The best friend, the closest friend of a Secret Service agent that was there, was told by his friend, and I don't want to release the name yet because all of this is going to be done tomorrow on the show. And like I said, this has not been released anywhere, period. And this is pretty important. I'm not just saying that because it's going to be done on our show. I'm surprised that I stumbled upon this. I literally stumbled upon this. But the best friend, lifelong friend of a Secret Service agent that I will name tomorrow, was told by his friend, the Secret Service agent, that when he dies and when his wife dies, he would like for this friend to release the information. And his friend will be doing that tomorrow on the show. Excellent. Now, I don't know if it's valid. I think it's valid. It certainly strikes me as being credible. But I'll let you make up your mind. And you'll have to tune into tomorrow's show to do so. Steve, we're going to talk about Fukushima for a little bit, all right?
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
A scary situation still. Has not gotten any better. In fact, it has the potential to get a lot worse. Today, TEPCO will begin removing spent fuel from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear facility, an early milestone in decommissioning that could threaten another crisis if mishandled. Removal of the first of 1,500-plus fuel rod assemblies at the plant's number 4 reactor building is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. The operation is the most significant test to date of TEPCO's ability to contain the threat stemming from the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl. Were the rods to break or overheat, it could prompt a self-sustained nuclear chain reaction similar to the meltdowns at 3 Fukushima reactors following the earthquake and tsunami in 2011.
It's been that long, hasn't it? Golly. My goodness. It's just absolutely amazing that so much of this has never really been exposed, so much of the real problems. And, of course, you know, friends, you can get into, you know, a lot of fear-mongering and all that about, you know, the real dangers of Fukushima. The problem is we're not getting an accurate readout on what the real dangers are and what could be just, you know, area related to the nuclear plant itself. I mean, these MOX particles can go out through the atmosphere all over the Earth. Now, that doesn't mean they may be a real danger to you unless you breathe one in or you consume something, you know, but they're out there. And this is part of the ongoing proliferation of nuclear, you know, dangerous nuclear plutonium or cesium or MOX particles of some sort. So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we need to be knowing about, especially in this day and age when Mr. Obama wants to build more nuclear plants. I mean, I thought we were done with that back at Three Mile Island, but no, he's starting it up again. You know, Bob, there's a lot of stuff.
Radioactive. It's the first step in what's expected to be a decades-long process to decommission the facility. Tokyo Electric Power Company workers have started the operation from the number 4 reactor building. There are more than 1,500 assemblies of fuel rods in the building. Most of them are used, extremely hot, and highly radioactive. The building was damaged by a hydrogen explosion in March 2011. The workers will use a crane attached to a specially built structure. Workers at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant have started to remove fuel rods. Most of them are highly radioactive.
Exposure. TEPCO officials say the entire decommissioning process could take up to 40 years. Protecting and training enough skilled workers to push forward with this operation will be a major challenge. Noriko Okada, NHK World.
Members of Japan's ruling party are defending a bill to give the government sweeping powers to keep secrets. But some opposition lawmakers want to make sure state secrets aren't classified arbitrarily. The leaders of the ruling coalition hope to pass the bill through the lower house this week.
Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. Go read that again.
40 years.
Oh, yeah, 40 years. Uh-huh. Wow. I'm going to go to school.
It could take 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
So what are the chances that at some point in the next 40 years, something will go wrong with their process to get rid of those 1,500-plus rods? What are the chances?
Chances are very, very, very likely that it will. I mean, you know, they're going to be training people in schools to learn how to take apart these nuclear plants for 150 years from now. I mean, this is the kind of disaster that it's been. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's absolutely insane that these things are even operating. You know, even in Iran. You know, I mean, look at the Israelis are objecting to the nuclear plant there. I mean, why are we building any more of these anywhere in the United States or in Canada or in the West or in Africa or any place else that they want to set them on? I mean, there's just absolutely no excuse for it. 40 years.
It's a scary situation, folks. I want to get your calls. Do you think this Fukushima stuff is worthy of our attention? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. Get out your crayon. Write that number down. 800-313-9443. All right, Steve, we're going to get to some other news in just a little bit. Yeah, Fukushima. Pray, folks. I'm not much for prayer, but yeah. In this case, I'm praying.
You better. You better pray. You know, I mean, because if it's not chemtrails or Fukushima, it's genetically modified crops. I don't know if you saw the story about the failed Monsanto GMO corn is being pushed on African countries with the help of Mr. Bill Gates. You know? Why is he so involved in this eugenics program all over the world and with Monsanto? Did you see that story about mm-hmm. Elizabeth Renter from Infowars.com, November 17th, says even if you aren't opposed to genetically modified crops, and even if you like Bill Gates and his ventures, this latest should be enough to get you perturbed. And if you are anti-GMO and knowledgeable of the shady and questionable ways of the Gates Foundation, this latest story out of Africa will truly make your blood boil. What they're doing. It's incredible. Mass genocide.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-888-8888. 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's go to the phone lines. I promised I'd take some calls. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will talk with John. What's up, John?
Bob, I hate to say it, but I'm getting a little worried here. There's a lot of stuff going bad here. The nuclear thing going wrong, it isn't just the Fukushima thing, but it's, I heard today that there's nuclear plants leaking stuff all over the place.
We talked about one in South Carolina last week. That's pretty troubling, and that's closer to home, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and this stuff, doesn't break down for like, I don't know, thousands of years. And
yeah, so particles have half-lives of thousands of years, you're right.
Now, who would and why would you want to build something like that? I mean, they have no way of stopping the radiation. It's like like a death warrant, really. And anyway, and the other weird thing is, it's been kind of bothering me, is the drones. I was kind of getting a little bit worried about that. But then I started hearing about the robots that they're building. Why are they building robots? I mean, I knew eventually someday they'd do that, but for warfare, you know, warfare or basically killing people. I don't know. There's some really bad stuff.
Well, they're easier to program than the soldiers, and they're trying to program the soldiers. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
the robot just it follows orders a lot easier,
right.
more easily.
Just does what it's programmed to do. I know.
Exactly.
Some of the videos I've seen of them are bizarre, how good they're getting, and how, I mean, you can't, you know, and it, once they, if they ever start mass producing them, and oh my God, I mean, it's getting, what's going on here, really? It's like, what's that movie where the machines take over, not Alien, but the other one, but
Terminator,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Terminator.
It's kind of like that in a way.
It is
in a slow progression instead of.
Well, you know, there's the robots, and then there's transhumanism, of course.
It's
a big part of that transition.
I mean, it's like a human being has lost touch here. It's like we're giving up. It's like the end game for humans. Humans is one thing, but I mean, they're going to kill all life on Earth, and they're wondering, oh geez, what happened to Mars? I was looking at space weather today. They're going to try to figure out how Mars died, and it's a wasteland. But before, it had the possibility of being another Earth. Possibly the same thing happened to Mars. Where it's just a wasteland now, where nothing can grow, radiation. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
There might be bases on Mars as we speak. We might all be Martians. I don't know. Maybe that's a little crazy, but.
Well, I probably people that tried to get away from the disaster at Mars, but yeah. So where do we go from here? I mean, they're really close to destroying this planet now. And, I mean, anyway,
John, I mean, you would think that they would be concerned about, you know, their families and so on and so forth. Is it that they're all going underground and they're megalomaniacs who are suicidal and could care less about the here and now and this physical existence?
There's got to be something else controlling them. I mean, a lot of people, like the politicians and the financial guys, they can be bought off, but
sure.
If you look at the big picture, it's like something really wants to destroy the Earth or life on Earth. I mean, it can't be human. I mean, obviously, because they're killing, they're going to, the way they're going, it's going to kill us off, basically.
Do you subscribe to the reptilian thought?
I have not a clue. I'm actually to the Borg thought, where it's some, mm-hmm. it's not even a living organism, it's some kind of machine, that travels around the universe, because they don't seem to like living life forms, basically. So it's kind of got me, you know, I mean, that's as close to a theory I can get. But anyway, on that bright note, I should let you go and get other callers and stuff. Okay.
No problem. Okay. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, John.
Thank you. Bye.
The Borg Collective, Steve.
It's another
assimilated.
Another concept. I mean, I believe, of course, this is my own concept. You don't have to buy into my thinking, but I think that these people who are involved in the higher echelons of the New World Order have their own religion. And I think they believe that evolutionary model, to some extent, entitles them to visit the halls of transhumanism or whatever means is necessary to procure their eternal existence some other way in which they can accomplish that. And they believe that they're being the, you know, the survival of the fittest, that if they have to destroy 5 billion human beings on the face of the earth, and if that's part of it, and if development of their own technologies and skills, and I do believe that they believe in their own eternal existence, be it downloading their minds and souls into some kind of a system, or whether it be regenerating their bodies over and over and over through drones and or through, well, not necessarily drones, but clones. Clones would be the word. Clones and drones, if you like. I mean, these people have a religion, and that's what a lot of us fail to grasp, but this is actually a religion to these people, and that's where they're going with all of this. And they, we don't understand how they got into power, how they're running things, and how they managed to create all these kinds of systems, especially with the chemtrails, with genetically modified foods, nuclear particles, all these things that are destroying life on Earth. It doesn't mean anything to them because they see themselves as expanding throughout the universe in their own era and time, and this is the evolutionary model in their thinking that they're a party to.
Resistance is futile.
Yes, resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile. You are listening to the Bob Tuskin Show.
You are listening to the Resistance. Yeah, I think common sense will, I mean, they will go so far, not any further, but these people are deceived, you know, in the end times, you know, if you call it that. There will be seducers and people who are seduced themselves, you know, believing in things that are just absolutely, utterly out of the world of reason and just completely fantastic, but they're hooked on this ideology. And this is where you get people like David Rockefeller. And this is where, you know, the, if you call it the Illuminati, these people are in touch, I believe, with extraterrestrial powers that are evil. I do believe in reptilians. I'm not sure I believe in the, in David Icke's complete, you know, scenario of things, but I do believe that there are extraterrestrial entities that live and work and meander through life on Earth, and they're directing some of these people, and they think they're getting a buzz on it, Bob. They think that they're really tuned into something, but it's just another form of life or another negative form of energy that they're listening to, and they have no idea where it's really going. And this is kind of a religion. This is their religion. This is their new world order. This is their all-seeing eye. You know, this is their system. And that's where they want to perpetuate their own existence. It's do what thou willest to them. You know, that's their ideology. That's their motto. That's their life standard. And that's what we're facing right here. And so the rest of us are scratching our heads because we don't really comprehend the kind of evil that they're into. We don't really get it. You know, we don't, you know, when David Rockefeller says that he and some secret cabal are planning to take over the world and everybody laughs, we don't laugh. We just kind of wonder, why are people laughing? Because they're telling you exactly what they want to do, but no one seems to be able to stand up to them because they are buying people off to bring portion to the human race. It's under the sway and influence of their capabilities to, they think they're improving their life for the short term. But they're going along with it. So the group of the people who are very religious in their fanaticism about their new world order is very small, and the rest of them are under the influence of the almighty dollar, if you like, or whatever. That's my opinion.
See if we got another hour to go.
Ah, yes. We just started here on the coast-to-coast show of Bob Tuskin.
800-313-9443. We'll keep the phone lines open for the entire hour. Hour number 3 coming up in just seconds. Stand by.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
With finance.